Brother Homer will lead the music for us. And also, ask the blessing on the service, please.
Dearly beloved Heavenly Father, hallowed be thy most holy and precious name. We come to thee at this time to offer praise and thanksgiving and to ask a special blessing on Brother Paul Malley as he delivers this baptismal discourse for our dear Sister Renee, who has indicated the desire to symbolize her consecration through water immersion. And so we rejoice that such an occasion has been presented for us, and we ask that you will anoint Brother Paul's lips that he might find the words, give her strength and comfort, even as she goes through different trials, the vicissitudes of life, that we know that thou art able to sustain all those who call upon thee. And so we wait before thee now and give thee all the glory and all the praise, for we ask these mercies in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
We turn the podium over to Brother Paul. Again, congratulations.
Our lives are shrouded with decisions. We decide all kinds of things. We decide to buy a car. We decide to go to school. We decide to change jobs. We decide to buy a house. We decide to move to another town. We constantly and increasingly make decisions. Observe the quality of a person's life, and you will observe the quality of his or her decision. With decisions, You can even predict the kind of person that the individual will become. We become the product of our decisions. We hinge our destiny on decisions. Sister Renee, you have made a decision that will catapult you into the future, into eternity, not just for a week, a month, a year, 10 years, not even a lifetime. You're making a decision for eternity. Doesn't that make decision-making important? Doesn't that make it serious, sobering, and committing? We are based on decision. A good life means good decisions. A bad life means bad decisions. But amongst the myriad of decision, there comes a time where a critical decision is most important. When you hear the words, "In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, by this authority, I baptize you in symbol into Christ." You will have made the greatest decision of them all. A decision to accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior and to commit yourself to Him and to dedicate your life to His service. This will be the biggest decision of all. As I said previously, the decision to do the will of God is a forever decision, not just a lifetime, not just a week. The decision calls for a radical change from a sinful and a worldly life to a righteous and holy life. This is what the Bible calls conversion. Your decision to consecrate to God will be the words you will hear in the water this evening, on the poolside, and will take on a special importance, as it has for all of us here. Look at all of us. We have all gone under the water, and we have all pledged ourselves to Christ. But what does this mean? What is the importance of being baptized into Christ? Let's examine some of the reasons. Being baptized into Christ means you are entering a spiritual life to head to a spiritual home. You're going to go up, up, beyond the stars, up, up, beyond the angels, up, up, into the presence of God. Does that make it a serious decision? You are heading toward a spiritual home. And it's probably the most important reason that we can assign to what baptism means. Baptism, as we all will see tonight, means something has happened to you. I would say God has touched you. God has invited you. God has asked you to become part of His family. Being dead in Christ is a way of life. It will give you access to the tree of life, with the bread of life and the water of life, and it will form a new life for you in the light of life, and eventually it will give you the crown of life. Did not Jesus say, "I am the way, the truth, and the life"? What options do you have today for life? Suppose you want to forget about Christ. Who gives you an option for eternity? Thousands and thousands of years, millions of years. Is there anybody offering that for easy for an easy amount of $19.95? We'll get to the cost, to what this is going to cost you. But is there anybody that offers you life eternally? Is diet and nutrition will do it? I'm sorry, it won't. Is moving to some location on planet Earth will do it? Could you move to Ecuador and southern Russia? They claim that they become centenarians in that area. Is it organ transplant? Is it organs that will help us, give us long life? I'm connected with the biomedical engineering program at the University of Connecticut. We're beginning to design hearts, mechanical hearts, design mechanical kidneys, and design mechanical livers, and design different parts, because the demand for parts is so great that we can't get implants. But they too die. They all die. There is no options, friends. The only option we have is Christ. A decision for Jesus is a decision to accept Jesus, a decision to believe in Jesus, provides the opportunity for life. But more, it's a decision to consecrate to the program that Jesus has of helping others with their struggle for life. After all, the only ones on planet Earth in the eyes of God are the Spirit begotten. All others are dead. Remember what Jesus said, let the dead bury the dead. Romans 8:10 supports this. And if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin degradation of our flesh. The new life in Jesus is like a book. I talked a little bit about that today. We are a people that are obsessed about the future. We have God's promises. We are a people who will live for the future and for the hope of the world. We are a people ready for the future because we want to help with the program. We are the future. And Sister Renee, you are the future. You're not the past. And the present is slipping away. The resurrection is the future. We are being prepared for an enormous task. There's a second meaning, being baptized into Christ. This is in 2 Timothy 1:9. Who hath saved us and called us with an holy calling according to our works, not according to our purpose, but according to His purpose. Our candidate sister, Renee, has received a special invitation to be a part of the heavenly calling, a special calling into the membership of the Bride of Christ. Consecration is your response to God's invitation to be a part of the membership. Consecration means you have looked at all of the choices in life, the call of government, the call of career, the call of professionalism, the call of politics, the call of jobs, the call of education, the call of making money. You have looked at all these, you have considered them all, and you said the call of God is the most important and the one I accept in my life. That's a great decision. You've been drawn by God. You've been born and begotten by God. You have answered His call. By immersing yourself in your water, you are telling us something very important. You're telling us that you have consecrated your life to God. By immersing yourself in water, you are following the footsteps of Jesus because He also went into the water. You're not doing something nobody else has done. Jesus did it. All the apostles did it. All the disciples did it. All the messengers did it. We have all done it. The Christians out through the ages have all immersed themselves into water. The third meaning to the baptism to Christ. The baptism is what Spirit the Gettle is all about. He has touched your heart. He has touched your mind. He is building a new life in you. You will never be the same. The old Renee has gone out. And in fact, you will think of the old Renee as the old man. You know how the scripture brings it, the old man. It's a life that's past. A new life is now emerging. You can now call God Father. He's your father. You're in his family. He is your friend. But a covenant relationship means you must do things as he's willing to do things. We call the terms of a covenant, sanctify yourselves and I will sanctify you. Let me briefly suggest what are the terms of the covenant. First, what God expects of you. Cleanse yourself of all sins and uncleanness and untruths. Get rid of it all. That's the big beginning of a new life. You're not going to sin like all have. You will be sinless. Separate yourself from the spirit of the world and the flesh. There are enemies of God. Bring your priorities toward a spiritual activities, your fellowship, your conventions, your time off, and so forth. May it be completely immersed into this new life. You're a new Renee. And we're going to still call you Renee because we need to identify you, but let me assure you, the Lord God is going to give you a new name. Like he will give us all new names. Start bringing the principles of God and the principles of righteousness into your life. Pledge and commit yourself to the will of God, even at great sacrifice. Now, if you do these things, here's what God is going to do for you. First, he will teach you his truths. He will show you mysteries few people know. He will explain to you his plans for the future. Can you imagine God explaining to us his plans for the future? That's how important he sees you. He will give you opportunity for service, which constitutes a helping hand, helping God. Too often we pray for ourselves, me, 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 and we fail to say, Lord, what can I do for you? In fact, that's a big change in our prayers. The prayer of me, help, start me. It's got to be removed in saying, how can I help you, God? What can I do for you, Father? He will transform your life for a spiritual existence in heaven. There is no other way to go to heaven. And he's invited you to go to heaven. If you keep the part of the bargain, God will keep his part of the bargain. The fifth and last meaning that we assign to being baptized into Christ is that you're on a journey to God. We must remember the impulse to pursue God originates with God. God has drawn you. God has chosen you. God wants you in the church of Christ. We pursue God because and only because he first put an urge within us that spurs us to this pursuit. Doesn't John 15:36 tell us, you have not chosen me, I have chosen you. The Spirit of God that now dwells within you yearns for him that put it there. And before a person can seek God, God must first seek the person. Isn't that what Jesus said in John 17:4? I thank you, Father, for those you have given me. It starts off with a drawing. It then becomes a calling. And then the calling becomes a begettal. And the begettal becomes a leading. It then transforms you. So these are the five meanings to being baptized into Christ. First, baptized in Christ means a spiritual life. Being baptized in Christ means a membership in the church. Baptized in Christ means begettal, spirit begettal. Baptized in Christ means transformation. You're creating a whole new person. You are being recreated. Where you are now is the way it was given to you. Your parents, the DNA, your genetic package. You are what your parents were and their parents, all the way back to Adam and Eve. We have Adam and Eve in us. But now with the spirit begettal, you have a new genetic package. You are being recreated in order to be in this great family of God. So, remember, baptizer has other benefits too. Let me cite them. Not only will you be in God's family, but you will also belong to the family that He has here on earth. Us! We are your family! You can call me brother. And I will call you sister. That's the brotherhood family. You will enter a certain kind of happiness here on planet earth and joy found nowhere. You will have an opportunity to speak for God. You will be an ambassador to God, for God, to other people. You will speak to other people about God. And you will then have this great hope of inheritance. Sister Renee, would you come up here? You know, I speak on behalf of everybody here, those especially who are consecrated. I'm talking for them. And they're saying to you personally how much they appreciate your decision to consecrate to God. Of all decisions that you could make, that's the most superlative. And as it were, they asked me to tell you on their behalf that we all love you and accept you as a member of the brotherhood. Also, any difficulty you may experience along the way, call on us. We're your brothers and we're your sisters. We are your colleagues in the narrow way. We want you to make your calling to election sure. We want you to be our We want you to know that we are your friends and we are members of a new family. I'm going to ask you some questions now and answer them slowly and take your time, not quick impulses, but to think of what they are. Here are some questions. Have you acknowledged and felt sin in your life? Have you repented of these sins? Vowed to cleanse yourselves of all sins? Have you accepted Jesus as your Redeemer? Have you made a full consecration to God and to His program of reconciliation? Okay, on the basis of these public confessions, let me welcome you into the body of Christ. And I want to give you a personal scripture that you can keep as a member of this body, not only all your life, but throughout all eternity. It's from Revelation 3:5. He that overcometh, the same shall be clothed in white raiment, and I will not blot out his name out of the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. Scripture. And I welcome you into Christ. I'd like to introduce Sister Renee to all of you, because you may not know everything about her. Her last name is Blanks. Renee Blanks. She lives in Huntsville. She has three children. And I asked her, you know, how did you get the truth? Where did it come from? And she said, Sonia Morris. And if you don't know who she is, raise your hands. Just go like that, Sonia. Thank you, Sonia. You're doing what the Lord has said we should do. Keep the Christian movement going. God still has the door to the high calling open. And I also want to commend Sister Renee for what she's doing to her husband. And her husband has been in an accident. And I don't know if you've seen him. He's in the back there. Oh, he's in the back. If you see him, shake his hand and congratulate him for supporting her. Now, I want to ask before we dismiss, is there anyone else who would like to enter the same baptismal service? Is there anyone else? If so, please come forward. If not, thank you.
Brethren, can we close this session with hymn number 277, please? Brother Homer, you're right on the ball. Thank you. Brother Mowley will close this session with prayer, and if you'll keep your seating, we'll have songs in the night, after which we'll go out to the poolside. It should be ready for us by then.
Heavenly Father, we are so grateful for your calling our sister Renee, for it means many things. It means the door to the high calling is still open. It means that we are still in our journey toward Thee, and now we add Sister Renee to that journey toward Thee. It means that Thou art still blessing us. It means that we still have a hope for being members of Thy family. Lord, we need Thy Holy Spirit. Following our Lord Jesus is not easy. He was perfect in every way, and we are so imperfect. We need Thy Spirit. We need the Spirit of hope. We need the Spirit of strength. We need the Spirit of comfort. We need the Spirit where we can communicate with You and take before You the problems that we are confronted. But we also understand our sister Renee will also have those difficulties. Give her a measure of Thy Spirit and continue to do that. Continue to help her. We want to see her succeed in her journey toward Thee. Forgive us for our sins, Lord. Help us to see them more clearly, and help us to become holy as Thou art holy. We ask all these things through Christ our Lord. Amen.
We want to thank Brother Mowley for his service. Today is the first, isn't it? October 1st. Whatever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. Galatians 6:7. While each act and word and thought has its bearing upon the ultimate results in every Christian life, nevertheless, no one thought, no one word, and no one deed carries the deciding weight, either for good or for evil. The more loyal we are, the more faithful we are, the fewer slips we make, the more like our Redeemer we shall be, and the brighter will be the trifling pleasures which the world has to offer. It is the joy and peace which passeth all understanding, which rules in the heart, and which brings with it the promise, the assurance, not only of the life which now is, but also of that which is to come. Brethren, I know all of you have noticed the pool out there. So go out these back doors, do a half right, as the Army would say, and the doors to the pool open just past the hall there.
Brother John?
Yes.
Could we just kind of look at the schedule for in the morning for a second before we dismiss?
That would be good. You take care of it over there, will you?
Brethren, we're taking a little break from tradition tomorrow. I like it when we do that. We're having breakfast in the morning as opposed to lunch. So breakfast will be served the same style, buffet style, at 8 o'clock in the morning. And our service testimony meeting begins at 9:45.
Okay, the baptism service will close the functions for the day. And the meeting starts when in the morning?
Breakfast at 8 and the meeting at 9:45.
Thanks. Bye.
We would like Homer to continue being our song leader at the poolside. And you'll notice on the poolside there's the deep end and there's the light end. And our brother John will be there to hold you at the lower end. Yes, please take your hymn books, and our brother Homer will inspire you to sing.